hide in our hearts, Lord. We may not sin against you. Amen. Have a familiar word to you. Spoke about this not too long ago, but out of James 5, the Lord just kind of spoke this again to me, just to encourage us today, encourage me today. Pray it to be an encouragement to you. Starting in verse 7 of James 5. It's really speaking of the Lord coming to us individually in our experience. Therefore, be patient, brethren, for this coming of the Lord, or the arrival of the Lord, is at hand. Again, this word patience, there's a lot to this word, but when it's used here, it's actually the word that's very opposite from what's called long-suffering. But it really has an emphasis of, in the midst of the long suffering, don't get angry. Okay? Being patient here, this coming of the Lord, and it's just kind of telling us, all right, there may be some long suffering here, but it's important in the long suffering that you not get angry. Okay? As you're waiting on the Lord. Okay? Because you don't want to miss in the midst of, see, if I'm the very opposite of this would be that I'm getting angry and impatient, right? And as I'm doing that, I can really miss the coming of the Lord in my life. Because this whole thing is sets up for, it really gives a beautiful illustration here. The farmer waits for this precious produce. Precious is this word, it's a Greek word that's beauty in the particular eye of the beholder, which means it's very precious to you, right? What God is doing is very precious between you and Him. Okay, may not be so much to me, but it is to you, very precious to you. Until it gets the early and the late rains, right? Really speaking of the barley crop that they had, and the early and late rain are different. You know, the late rains can't take the early rains, or it would actually destroy the crop. The early rains gets the soil ready, and the latter rains is a lighter rain, but it's time when when there's a harvest. And the Lord really uses in the Old Testament kind of symbolic of a breakthrough. Okay? That the latter rains is actually your breakthrough. And as this farmer's being patient, long-suffering, not getting angry about what the Lord's doing, watching these things grow in his life, what he's actually waiting for, the person's waiting for, and you and I are waiting for, is your actual breakthrough. And it's very important that in the time, the rains, the seasons of our lives, when God's getting ready for your breakthrough, we don't want to lengthen that. You understand? We don't want to destroy this crop and have to wait for a whole new crop to come up. It's important that we respond and that we're not that you don't have moments. You understand? And even in the long term, we can have our moments, but you just got to get back on track real quick. You know, let's get back on track. We had our moment. We kind of had a little meltdown. That's okay. Don't stay in the meltdown, is what he's saying. Don't stay there. Get back on track. Because the coming of the Lord is at hand. I mean, it's like a guarantee. And you're getting ready for your breakthrough. So you too be patient. Strengthen your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is near. And that same word near is in chapter 4, verse 8, where it says, draw near to God. Is a very closeness, right? That the Lord is going to draw very close to you is what he's saying. So you too, it says, be patient, strengthen. And y'all have heard me say this before, that the word strengthen is like a garden term where you would, if you've ever put a basket to hold up a tomato plant, right? Or a stand to hold up, you know, a pole in the ground for beans. That's what that word means. Strengthen is just stand and allow the Lord to strengthen you, to hold you up, just like that stand or that basket would a plant. So in the midst of this, as the Lord, God is doing this work, you're getting ready for your breakthrough, allow Him to strengthen you to stand. Because it's going to be important that you stand, right? And be strengthened. Standing, because what the Lord wants to do is something very intimate. He wants to really draw near to you. Okay? And we want to allow Him to do that, right? And this has always been interesting to me because this verse 9 seems to be just kind of like James just had this other thought. Oh, yeah, and by the way, be sure that you know. But it fits in here. Do not complain, brethren, against one another so that you yourselves may not be judged. Behold, the judge is standing right at the door. And you've heard me speak about this. It's got to be in context with what he's saying. And here's what that word means, complain. You know, we don't want to complain. But what it means is don't compare yourself to someone else. Don't watch what they're going through or what they've gone through or how their life is going and compare yourself to their lives. Right? Because we don't want to find ourselves in the midst of what God is doing is saying, God, this just isn't fair. Have you ever said that? I have. It just doesn't seem to be fair, God. They're not having to go there. I'm having to, you know, they're enjoying all this, and I'm not, and blah, blah, you know, on and on. And he's saying, don't do that, okay? Don't find yourselves in the place because you don't want the God being the righteous judge to say, okay, so you want me to treat you fairly. Is that it? No, you don't want that, right? You want to be in the flow of mercy and grace. Just like I do. When we have our meltdowns, we want to have grace so we can get back on track, right? So let's not find ourselves complaining and saying it's not fair and look at them, their lives, and judging by that. Okay? You must have favor on them, not on me, on and on and on. Just don't. Let's get off that. Don't do that, okay? Chunk it. All right? No, that's right. And as an example, verse 10, brethren, of suffering and patience. And again, this word suffering is just a, I have it written down here if I can read it. That's the problem when I write stuff. You know, I go back, I can't read what I've written down here. But it's just what seems an affliction that seems miserable to us over on the earth. But to God, it's something very precious. Right? It seems to be a real hard, this is real hard for me. It seems to be hard. If you watch people do that, it seems, you know, it's hard for you to watch them or, But in the eyes of God, this is something very precious because there's a goal intended there. There's a place He's taking them or taking you. Okay, so that's part of what that word suffering. Just again, the Greek adds a lot to it. And we count those blessed who endured, verse 10 again, as an example, brethren, of suffering and patience. We take these prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord, and we count those blessed who endured. You have heard of the endurance of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealings, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. But that word, you know, I never really looked it up before because I thought blessed is blessed, right? But that word blessed here is only used twice in all of Scripture, this particular word here. And there are a ton of blessings and blessed. The only other time it's used is when the angel Gabriel came to Mary. And she said that all generations will call me blessed because I said yes to the Lord. And we know that Mary saying yes to the Lord caused a lot of suffering in her life. She was outcast and, you know, people didn't believe the story. You know, nobody believed it, you know. And so there was a blessing. In other words, there was a blessing that God gave particularly to her and one He gave particularly to Job. Because of their endurance. It's like a blessing released only to those who endure. And that word endured means to remain under. That you remain. You're steadfast. You don't move. You remain under what God is doing. You stay there. You keep doing the stuff. You keep trusting Him. You keep strengthening you. God's strengthening you. You're remaining. You follow me? You're remaining under. You're not cursing God. You may not understand everything He does. And I always tell people this. Change your language. Don't ever ask God why He's doing something. Ask, what are you doing? God, what are you doing? What are you trying to get to in me? Right? Because whatever it is, I want to let you get to it. You know, I'm ready for the latter rains. I'm ready for my breakthrough. So I've got to let you get to it. So what are you doing, Lord? That's what it means to remain under. You're there. You remain. Right? You're on track. You may have gotten off, you're back on track again. And there's a particular blessing that God gives because of that. Right? That's cool. I never noticed that before, but only two places in all of Scripture where that word is used. And the outcome of, really is a word that means the end of the Lord. That's really what that word means. There's always an end of the Lord. There's always an end that God brings you to. He always sees the end, right? And he's taking Rosemary through something. He'll say, man, this is where I'm getting her. I see the end. I see the goal. She may not can see it, but she's trusting me. She's remaining under. She's patiently enduring. She's not getting angry. But I see where I'm bringing her. Okay? He sees the dealings. He always sees the outcome. Right? And he does speak. Sometimes he lets us get a glimpse of it, and he speaks words, doesn't he? Promises. That's so cool. And I always love this, because it said the outcome of the Lord's dealings, and even dealing with Job, and that he's full of compassion and he's merciful. Right? That word, the two are actually the same word. It's a word very compassionate, full of affection, intense. Actually mean coming from someone's innermost, actually uses the word bowel, coming from the innermost being out of them, out of the Lord, that he has deep pity and deep feelings and emotions for you. Right? That you're very important to him. And so it comes, everything he does comes out of his innermost being, his heart of compassion for you, because he knows what he's taking you through is for your absolute best. And that he's going to bestow a blessing on you. And he's going to get you to a place of the barley harvest where it's the breakthrough. Right? We can't comprehend God being that way, but everything that he does, even with Job, is because he was compassionate and merciful. Well, it didn't look like that if you go back and read it, did it? But the outcome was. Okay? And that's what he wants to encourage us with this word. He was encouraging these guys, James, with this word, because these guys were enduring a lot of persecution. They were going through a lot of stuff. Right? So, you've gotten off the tracks, get back on. Right? Thank the Lord, because your barley harvest is coming. It's important because as you patiently endure, remain under, there's just so much that God will do, so much he'll put on that train as you're on that track. Until you get there. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.